What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our look, our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Ricardo Martinelli did not personally attend the preliminary hearing held on Tuesday, the 29th of November, in which the Special Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime requested to prosecute the former president for alleged money laundering in the purchase of Editora Panama America, S.A. This is the case known as New Business. In his place came his lawyer, Luis Eduardo Camacho Gonzalez, who requested the definitive dismissal of the ex-president's case because, according to him, all the funds used in the purchase of IPASA have a legal origin. Judge Baluisa Martinez began the day at 9:05 a.m., and denied the presentation of incidents to the defense, since, according to the judge, the hearing on Tuesday is a continuity of the one held on the 27th of January and the 28th of January of this year. On that occasion, Martinelli claimed to have criminal electoral jurisdiction and filed an appeal for annulment, which is why the judge suspended the process regarding his accusation until this Tuesday. The hearing was broadcast live, and this was by the judicial branch and La Prensa. Prosecutor Oris Vargas began his speech by explaining how the purchase of IPASA was managed with millions of dollars of public funds, channeled through the New Business Company. This money came from contracts granted to different companies and societies for the execution of public works. The prosecutor specifically mentioned the contract for the construction of a new building for the National Assembly, awarded in 2010 to the company Constructora Corsioni. Vargas explained how the money circulated through different accounts and companies to reach the same destination in a simulated way, which in this case was the New Business Company. Martinelli's participation is accredited, according to the prosecutor, since it was proven that the former president contacted contractors of the Panamanian state, contributed $11.4 million through the company Ricmar Financial Company, Inc., ordered the first payment of $5 million for the purchase of IPASA, and integrated the sum of $10 million obtained through a loan from Global Bank to the real estate company TPA, S.A. Likewise, reference was made to the testimonies of David Occhi, Felipe Verzi, Samuel Jimenez and Ricardo Francolini, in which it is stated that fictitious contracts were drawn up to give an appearance of legality to the entire operation. The prosecutor cited a statement by the lawyer Ricardo Chanis, who for a time presided over IPASA, in which he certifies that 60% of the company's shares are under the control of Martinelli. The remaining 40% was held by Henry Mizrachi Cohen, who, according to the public ministry, transferred some shares to the Panamanian state when he found out about the investigation for alleged money laundering. However, it is Martinelli who exercises final control of these actions. The prosecution finished their arguments at 9:57 a.m., and it was a turn of the defense, for which they had up to an hour, the same as Prosecutor Vargas. The first thing that Camacho asked for was to intervene from his position and not from the podium. The second thing was to promote an incident so that he was granted more time. The judge denied the request. Camacho began his presentation by saying that the file is a fable, that his client is prosecuted for political motivations, and that the investigation was carried out based on bochinches. He also insisted that his defendant is protected by the principle of speciality set forth in the bilateral extradition treaty between Panama and the United States, and he also enjoys immunity as a member of PALACEN, although he himself resigned from that body in July of 2018, although all this has already been disqualified by different judicial instances. A group of pre-candidates for positions of popular election through free application appeared at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral. This to demand the reactivation of the permits of those suspended activists to collect electronic signatures. The group also requested that the Tribunal Electoral make public the criteria and parameters it uses to consider that a signature is voidable before the verification process begins. The 5,870 promotion that were ordered within the security groups that make up the public force implies that the number of commissioners and deputy commissioners now exceeds 300. The promotions were made public at the end of last week through the general orders of the day issued by the National Police, the National Aeronaval Service, the National Border Service, Xenofront, and the Institutional Protection Service, the SPI. It must be considered that in December of 2020, there were some 4,000 promotions, with which the Policía Nacional alone already reported 286 commissioners and deputy commissioners who earn monthly income between $3,100 and $7,000. To that select club of the high command must now be added 52 older ones who were promoted to deputy commissioners. In other words, the state would be spending an approximate amount of $1.5 million monthly in the payment of at least 338 members of the hierarchy of the public force. The rights of migrants arriving in Panama will be guaranteed by the Ombudsman's Office, assured Eduardo Leblanc during the recent inauguration of the temporary migrant reception station. This is in San Vicente in Metiti District in the province of Darien. The Panamanian Ombudsman explained to representatives of international humanitarian organizations the efforts and permanent work that the institution maintains to comply with providing the best conditions to migrants who take Panama as a transit country to travel to countries in the north of the continent. And United States Ambassador to Panama, Mari Carmen Aponte, affirmed on Monday that Panama is a strategic partner in the fight against organized crime and in the humanitarian treatment regarding the issue of irregular migration. On this last topic, Aponte confirmed that she will soon visit the camps for irregular migrants that are installed in the province of Darien in the company of the National Director of Migration of Panama, Samira Gorzain. "We're working very closely with the government of Panama to meet the needs of migrants in a safe, humane and orderly manner," Aponte assured La Prensa while attending the patriotic parades in the district of Boquete in Chiriquí. The ambassador added that on the issue of drug trafficking and organized crime, there have been important interceptions and a record is being broken in this fight, she said. "The United States government is encouraged to continue working closely with the Panamanian government." This is the first visit of the ambassador, Ambassador Aponte, to the interior of the country since she arrived to occupy the highest position at the United States Embassy in Panama. She was invited by the mayor's office and the Board of Patriotic Celebrations of Boquete. The operations of the cargo train belonging to the company Panama Railway Company, which connects the provinces of Panama and Colón, was stopped at dawn on Tuesday due to the collision with a sedan-type car. According to Milton Mackay, Director of Operations of the Panama Railway Company, the company that has the concession to operate the railway, the event occurred due to an oversight of the driver of the sedan. Traffic was already stopped and the car was left on top of the track and was hit by the train. The operation had to be stopped for more than an hour, said Mackay. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. That's some of those things that are here in the local news, all compiled for you this morning by The Breakfast Show.